Hey there, you're listening to The Quint.
As much as I love my diabetes, sometimes I don't like it that much.
I was 25 and I never even expected that I was going to be a diabetic.
Do I really have to take these injections forever? Am I going to die early?
We all like living on our own terms, don't we? And we hate all kinds of inconveniences. Now imagine our way of life being disrupted. 100 so-called inconveniences suddenly thrust into our daily lives. That is how living with diabetes is like. Hi everyone, you're listening to a special podcast where we'll bring to you stories of how diabetes, by its very invasive nature, takes a toll on a person's mental health. If you like this podcast and want to hear more of it, subscribe to the Quint's podcast channel. We're on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, JioSaavn, Spotify, and a bunch of other platforms. Jyotsna Rangeen is 26 years old and works as a project manager specialist. She was diagnosed with diabetes 3 years back. This is how she describes her feeling on the day of the diagnosis.
At that time, I thought my type 1 diabetes diagnosis was catastrophic. I left hospital confused, upset, and completely alone.
The month after the diagnosis was the toughest period of Jyotsna's life.
While adjusting with the multiple daily insulin injections, it was hard for me to accept what has happened. I started feeling that this is the end. Why did God do this with me? What have I done wrong in my life? How am I going to live the rest of my life with this? All these negative thoughts covered my mind, and slowly and steadily I went into severe depression. At that time, I left my job for no reason and blamed diabetes for it. I spent countless nights bursting into tears on my bed. It took me 6 months to come out of this emotional turmoil and loneliness. Living a life as a type 1 diabetic is a 24/7 tightrope walk. Taking insulin injections daily, checking your blood sugars 3 to 5 times a day, having my insulin pump underneath my skin, and that's something I need to think about literally all day, wherever I am, whatever I'm doing.
The more Jyotsna came across horrible cases of type 1 patients who had died, the more scared she felt. She was confronting fears of her own death.
There were horrible cases of T1Ds who go to bed, hit a low throughout the night, and never wake up. When I heard all these things, it just worsened the situation for me. It was scary. Dealing with mental health stress is very difficult for a type 1 diabetic. And it's something which is very less talked about. We are often being told to put a brave face on, but I would like to say that it's okay not to be okay, and it's okay to sometimes take that brave face off and just be what you are and tell the world that it's okay, I'm a diabetic, I might not be perfect, although I strive hard each day to maintain my numbers, but it's okay.
Mansi Gautam, who is now a PhD student, was diagnosed 8 years ago. Despite going by the book and doing all that was required of her, when Mansi's sugar level still could not be stabilized, she began feeling resentment towards her own self.
Diabetes can be extremely stressful too. I mean, surfing through all the highs and the lows literally gets to you. I mean, we start feeling helpless sometimes, no matter how hard you work for it. Even after doing all of that, if you're not able to attain the perfect normal numbers for the blood sugars in the range, and if we're not able to achieve that target, we start feeling resentment towards ourselves. It feels like my body is betraying me. So it's very important to talk it out. Whenever I'm going through a bad sugar day or something's wrong with my blood sugar levels, I always call my friend, a type 1 obviously. that helped me make some minor tweaks in my blood sugar management that helps me eventually. You should always talk it out with your friends, family, therapist, whatever works for you. I mean, if not that, write, journal your thoughts. That can always help.
It also works the other way around. Even anxiety and disturbed mental health could affect your blood sugar numbers. Satyam is a trainee journalist at DD News. He has anxiety and he is also a diabetic. For long, he confused the symptoms of his anxiety with that of low blood sugar.
Anxiety हमारी diabetes को बहुत बुरी तरीके से affect करती है. ये मेरा खुद का personal experience है. Because I have some mental health issues, so मैं aware तो हूँ mental health issues के बारे में. But I have type 1 diabetes too. तो sometimes ऐसा होता था कि मुझे anxiety हो रही है. एंजाइटी के सिम्टम्स और लो ब्लड शुगर के सिम्टम्स बिल्कुल सेम है. आप हर काम जल्दी जल्दी करने लगेंगे, आपको घबराहट सी होगी, आपको एक बेचैनी सी होगी और कुछ ऐसा फील होगा जो आप एक्सप्लेन भी नहीं कर सकते. और यही मेरे साथ होता था. कई बार मुझे एंजाइटी होती थी लेकिन उसे मैं लो ब्लड शुगर समझ के ग्लूकोज ले लेता था. काफ़ी टाइम तक ये सिलसिला चलता रहा. कई हर बारी मैंने ग्लूकोज लिया, एंजाइटी हुई ग्लूकोज लिया, एंजाइटी हुई ग्लूकोज लिया. बिकॉज उस टाइम एंजाइटी वाज हाइपोग्लाइसीमिया, मींस लो ब्लड शुगर.
अरविंद इज 44 एंड हैज बीन लिविंग विद डायबिटीज फॉर द पास्ट 19 इयर्स. बट व्हेन ही वाज फर्स्ट डायग्नोस्ड ही वेंट इनटू कंप्लीट डिनायल.
सो द फर्स्ट थिंग दैट केम टू माय माइंड वाज डिनायल, टोटल डिनायल, यू नो, नो इट कुड बी रॉन्ग डायग्नोसिस और यू नो समथिंग और व्हाई मी, यू नो, all the stuff. And I was almost in a state of depression and I didn't go to work for almost 2-3 weeks because I just could not accept the fact that I've been diagnosed as a diabetic.
As the denial faded, Arvind realized that the way that he had been living for the past 25 years will have to change overnight.
It was a known fact at that time that diabetes is a life sentence, right? And then, of course, the other shock came, the diet changes, right? So how I used to eat until 25 years and then all the restrictions, right? So that was another shock. And then slowly it started dawning on me that it doesn't end there. It's not just the medications or the prospect of marriage was also now becoming doubtful. So those fears started creeping in. But then, you know, I was lucky enough to get married to a type 1. So my wife is a type 1 and juvenile diabetic. So after she came into my life, I got more awareness about diabetes and, you know, about the complications, and which I never had before. I feel, you know, that I need a break from this diabetes. But of course, it's not going to happen, right? And so I always have these wishful thinking that someday, there is a cure for diabetes and stuff like that.
Arvind Ramaswamy's story tells us how diabetes is not just a play of blood sugar, insulin injections or diet modifications. It's something that lives with you, demands from you and surprises you every single day. So yes, diabetes can be scary, confusing and completely unpredictable. People living with it often feel frustrated, helpless, anxious about what's in store. But despite some difficult days, they are all figuring their way out. Here is 16-year-old Riya Prasad, a young diabetic warrior. At an age when her diagnosis could have shaken her, Riya has emerged more fearless and optimistic than perhaps all of us.
I got diagnosed on 3rd Feb 2018, which is my parents' anniversary as well as my diversity. When I was told that I have type 1 diabetes, I was overwhelmed by the thought of handling it, knowing that I'd be taking insulin shots 4 times a day, pricking myself for testing sugars. One thing which T1D has taught me is to appreciate all the small things in life. As a teenager, I tend to forget all the good things I have. I do drown in a moment of self-pity, but pick myself up and work hard.
India is the diabetes capital of the world. Yet, we speak so little about the condition and its impact on the mental health of patients. Only when we start a conversation can we feel empathy for those who are battling this invisible condition every single day of their lives. If you like this podcast, then check out our other content. We do everything from podcasts to special reports, ground reports, and more. You can support us by heading over to our website. Contribute to keep journalism independent and free.